Hey, welcome to Random-ish with Sanja. What's happening? How you doing? Oh my god, I feel like I haven't been around with you guys in quite some time. A lot has been happening in my life, all for the good though. But yeah, it's been about 2 months that I've been having new household members, and one of them is pint size. And yeah, when you're not used to it, hard to get things done when you have somebody who is constantly like dee 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 dee. And on top of the fact that I'm also a big kid at heart, so let me not act like it's not really just me. Yeah, I'm just a huge kid at heart, so it's just an excuse to play and act silly and act like a fool and run around and go to the beach and play with Play-Doh and all kinds of good stuff, you know? Why is it that we have to have a child around in order for us adults to act silly? If I go around talking really, really happy and do you like this? And did you like running up that hill? Do you like mustard on your hot dog? Well, then people just think that you're crazy. But if you've got a little kid there, then, you know, okay, that might have been a bad example. But if you've got a little kid there, then it's to be expected. The other day, I was at the beach running up and down the hill, right? And it was so funny because this is exactly what I'm talking about. I have gone on the hill a couple of times by myself, okay? And every time I did, I felt like people are looking at me going, oh, well, she's having fun, you know? Oh, well, she's still got the kid in her a little bit. But I never, you know, really run down it, jumping, screaming, you know, I don't go up and down it with as much enthusiasm as I was able to the other day. I mean, so much so that I recorded it. Yes. I was like, this is an Instagram moment. You know, why is it? Okay, maybe it's just me. Why is it, Sanja, that you only allow yourself to feel that freaking free when there's like a little kid around? That's why I like doing the kids' parties sometimes. But there's a certain age. There's a certain age, but then it turns. It turns and it becomes a little different than just having as much fun as possible, screaming and running and just having a good time. So since I've been doing that, I do feel like I've been getting recharged. Yeah, I feel like everybody is collectively breathing a sigh of relief. I feel like the country, even though we've had some really messed up things happen so far in 2021, but I do feel like we're definitely breathing a little bit easier, right? We've got the new administration is in there and chugging along. Was happy that Vice President came to the little city that I've actually done, like the little West Fest. Hey, West Fest, I'm the MC for that, and it's so much fun. It's like a bunch of inflatables and the food trucks, and it's great. It's out on the green, and she came to the little city out there, so I was like, oh snap, hey, go ahead, Miss Harris, Black Girl Magic, what's up, you know? It was kind of dope to see that she came out here. I think it's cool, but we've definitely been breathing a sigh of relief. The vaccines are rolling out. You know, I know a couple of people who have decided to go get the vaccines, and so far so good with those people. I've also, my neighbor just came over and told me a bunch of other stuff that is happening. Girl, did you hear about the deaths? Did you hear about the, you know, these people are in trouble, you know? So again, I am just stating, you do your own research, you know? And of course, the more people get vaccinated, then the more we will start this new chapter. Because I don't want to say go back to normal, because the way things were rolling before was not normal. And now we're all hypersensitive. So now we're not going to take it anymore. So, you know, I'm loving this new time period. What? I am freaking loving it. I feel like right now this is the year of the Black woman. What? Girl, now is the time to do your thing. You know, I ain't gonna lie. I was like, yes, it's time for us to do our thing. I'm starting this channel. And then actually what's interesting is that this is actually it's not what I've been asking for, but it kind of is, but in a different form. So therefore I can't complain. And I'm just gonna roll with the punches, you know what I'm saying? But it definitely, it's fun to be back, to be mic'd up, to have a little makeup on and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Go to her and stuff, you know, you know. I was the one who at the beginning of the pandemic was like, ladies, make sure you're still doing your makeup. Make sure that you know you're doing these things to feel good about yourself. About mid-November, it started being like hard for even me to be like, oh man, you know, I stopped taking walks. I stopped, man, I was like, oh man, when is this thing going to end? I don't think this is going to end. You remember some of those shows? I was like, well, I thought we was going to be able to do stuff in 2021, but now I don't think we are. Well, we're here. And we are doing a couple of things. I am taking calculated risk because we got to bring the fun back, and we can't live in fear for the rest of our lives. Karaoke night. I'm a DJ. For those of you who don't know, I also am a DJ. Well, first of all, radio, been in radio for 20 years. Let me give you a little breakdown my bio real quick. This is my 20th year in radio. I'm excited that in the 20th year of radio, I've decided to take my little happy ass to video, which was always I want to be like Oprah. And then when I got into radio and experienced a little bit of what I did, I was like, ooh, girl, I am good with being that famous. Woo! But I still want to fly, you know what I mean? Like, I want to fly in the red, you know what I mean? I'm going to be in flight, though, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I ain't trying to be up here, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't trying to be down here, you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? We can have a little woo, you know, sorry. For those of you listening to the audio, you're like, okay, Sanjay, I was giving the hand signals of the levels of fame that I would like to experience. But anyways, so this is the 20th year of radio, doing the video and stuff. And about 6 years ago, something like that, I started DJing. Another thing I always wanted to do, but was too scared and was like, it's expensive, it's never gonna happen. And then just life, you know, started out by me being a trainer. This is why I'm always into the energy and talking about the manifesting, because my life, literally, it just rolls into one thing after another, and it's these intentions and things that I've always wanted, and then the way that it comes, I'm just like, whoa, this is so freaking cool. So I went from being a trainer, and then them being like, girl, you need to be doing a workout. And I always loved to dance. I was a dancer when I was little, so I started creating a workout, started putting it to music. Then I was like, oh snap, let me choose these songs a little differently. Then I started like making the playlist, and everybody was like, oh my god, which I used to do when I was a teenager. I used to make these playlists on the seat. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and age myself. But on the radio, there used to be the tape decks. And you would hit record and play. And you would record from the tape, or you would record from the radio. So I would make these mixtapes, and everybody would steal them. So anyway, when the ladies reminded me, they were like, yo, oh my gosh, your mixes, we love working out to your music. It then got me thinking, huh, I kind of am playing music. And then somebody asked me to play my radio station on the city green. I did. The mayor's mother loved my selection of music. Then somebody asked me if I did weddings, and I was like, I can. And that's how the whole DJing metamorphosis, even though I had so many hiccups along the way, if you read the book Manifest Beauty, yeah, shameless plug, tell you all the obstacles that happened, but everything still fell through. And it turns out to be that it really was one of my desires that I had held. And on top of the fact that I didn't even know that my dad was a DJ. Okay, all right. So, you know, things are always working hand in hand, guys. Oh, speaking of working hand in hand, yeah, I got so much to tell you about today on today's show. So let's see. Working hand in hand, Scientific America, I got some news from them, kind of with going about the energy stuff that I was just talking about. Yeah, that actually might be the first story. I was going to go into other directions, but that actually might be the first story that that we talk about. What came out is Scientific America. Hello. Yesterday, another situation with NASA, wonderful situation, but we see what you guys are trying to do. We ain't going to let it happen, so tell you about that. Talking some trees, Jay-Z, J-Lo, A-Rod, I got a question, I'm just saying, because I don't understand what's happening to my couples, and RoboCop, it's all coming up. That was probably like 8 minutes. welcome back to Random-ish with Sanja. Shouts out to the clothesline for believing in a chick. Thank you, appreciate it. Showing some support and love. Appreciate it. Also, shouts out to Red Crab Cheese Juicy Seafood. I think they're getting ready to change their name to Deep Sea. So, excuse me as I incorrectly name that restaurant. Karaoke Thursday nights. Come on out if you're in Waterbury, Connecticut. Have a little fun with us. Come out and get your little... Listen, and if you're not a great singer, I am not trying to hear it. I am not a singer. Do you understand me? But I have to keep getting on the microphone because I'm the host of the thing. And I have to use my crackly voice. And if you listen to me on the radio, I often sing to them and tell them I'm so sorry that I'm doing this. But I get happy and I want to sing a little bit. So that's what I'm hoping will happen, is that people will get a little happy and come on down, play some, you know, sing some karaoke, not play some karaoke, sing some karaoke and, join us at the deep sea, soon to be deep sea Waterbury Juicy Seafood Restaurant. I'm so sorry. Right now it's the Red Crab Juicy Seafood Restaurant in Waterbury. Okay. That's what we're just gonna stick with that. Speaking of sticking with that. Let's start with the first little thing, because we're totally just talking about the energy and all that good stuff and how, why it is that I'm so into energy. Okay. I hate love to admit this, but there's a couple of reasons why I'm into energy. So as a kid, there are shows that we all resonate with, right? You guys remember Thundercats, right? Oh, what? Okay. So She-Ra was also my ish, right? I loved the statement, I have the power. That was my shit, okay? And then Jem. So I remembered that Jem in the Holograms was all about the whole, you know, singing and da-da-da-da. I literally, today, came across the Jem episodes and watched them and was like, oh my God. I don't know how to take this. But there's a lot of my personality and the things that I'm into. Again, laws speaking. It's not that it's been imprinted into me. It's just, that's what I resonated with. And so that's what I experienced. But it got me to thinking about all of the different things that people get imprinted with, you know. And our generation, I think we were pretty damn lucky that we got to be imprinted with a lot of hopeful, you are magical, you know, wonderful things. And I feel bad for the kids that are super, super logical, you know, that they're just like... into the facts and what's quote unquote real. And you know what I mean? It's time to get back to the imagination. So yeah, super happy that we're getting back to the reboots of some of these shows that brought back the imagination. Oh, and here's another reboot that I just watched that I was like, shut up. This is funny, because please bring back the sitcoms. Can we bring back some imagination? Can we bring back the good scripts? Can we bring back, you know, things that we can escape? It does not need to be effing reality all the fucking time. And I'm not really into like the AI, although again, watching the fucking Gem, she had Synergy, which was AI. So I ain't gonna fight it no more. All right. And then of course we also had, growing up, we had, what was it? Ruby from the Jetsons, the robot. Yeah. So we have been programmed to accept computers into our lives. So I'm gonna stop fighting it. Oh man, takes me to a whole nother conversation that I had with some guy years ago who was like, Sanja, it's happening, stop trying to fight it, it is what it is. And shortly thereafter, boom, 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 all these products started coming out and I was just like, oh my God. So I'll stop acting like it's going to be iRobot, because that's what I got in my head, okay? These things are going to take over and it's going to be crazy. But, because we might be AI. Doom, doom, doom. I'm just saying, right? Created creation. Going into the story, then talking about Scientific America. American has confirmed, or at least the writer of the article has confirmed, that we need to stop talking shit about Elon Musk, Nikola Tesla, and realize that we are in a simulation. It has been confirmed. Oh, snap, right? So... With this newfound, I'm going to still call it theory, right? Because, of course, there's no absolutes. We will never have the absolute answer while we're still here. Just don't believe that. But I think we get very, very close. You know what I'm saying? But with this with this new theory of that this is indeed a simulation, because they're trying to figure out what the hell is the point of consciousness. Like, so what's it here for? Why do we have it? Is it something that we humans invented? Which I'm not trying to hear that shit. Like, we did not invent consciousness. That's not what happened. So since we didn't invent consciousness, there must be this theory of that something is experiencing the consciousness through us, or if it's just that we're here for the experience. Now, again, shameless self-promotion. In my books, Manifest Beauty, that's exactly what the conclusion that I've come to is that we are here for the experience, and we're here to have fun, and we're here to see what we are made of. We're here to see what has been, what is in us, you know, whether you want to call it programs, impulses, desires, whatever, to see what is in us and what we're here to bring forth into the world, and what our things that make us happy, and what our preferences, those choices, and how they affect other people, and how it just, how we all are this, you know, cog in the machine that affects one another, and we're here to have a little bit of fun. Now, I also am saying that without a breath, okay? I do think that that means that there's obviously some sort of, you know, godlike figure. I definitely don't believe it's 100% what we've been taught. I do think that the Bible is full of truth, and the Quran, also the Tanakh. And so I think that you should do your own studies, and you should definitely even the Buddhists, I think that you should definitely read about everything that you possibly can, and see that so many schools of thought are actually very similar. But I do think there has to be something that's outside of this time and space, because the things that are regulated, it's just very hard for me to believe that it's just all happenstance and chance, that, you know, that everything in the universe, that everything in the universe just so happened to get it on this try, you know? So it's just very interesting. I think it's very interesting for us to continue to explore and see what's happening and what's going on, because I don't know about you. I mean, I know that there's a lot of really fucked up shit that happens here, but I'm enjoying life, and I definitely want to continue to see what we're made of, you know, our creativity, what I'm made of, and, you know, what we can continue to do. So I'm just saying, go us, hey, and go source, hey, thanks for powering us. Speaking of powering us, so I was going to go a different direction, but some talking energy, might as well keep going this way real quick. Another thing that just happened. So a helicopter just flew on Mars. They trying to leave us, y'all. They trying. You ain't finna leave us. It's not finna happen. Okay. I don't know. I think there's people that think the Earth is doomed or something, and that's the real reason for behind their space exploration. But it might be just a power struggle, you know? So I think it was China got to the dark side of the moon already. They took pictures. We don't know what's going on with that. China has also been digging in the bottom of the ocean floor. I think that these people are trying to find this. We might be living in the Indiana Jones era. You know what I'm saying? People are trying to find the Holy Grail. They're looking for the Da Vinci Code. They're looking for that first source of energy. You know, I don't know. I'm sorry. That's the conspiracy theory in me. Okay. It's probably, you know, people just want very curious, like I am, as to what the heck are we made of? How did this whole thing start? You know, and, you could spend your entire life just asking that question. Try not to go crazy, though. Try not to go crazy, because there's a lot of people who ask this question and they go fucking nuts. You know what I mean? Yeah, anyway. So it's not a real helicopter, but basically is a flying plane. And it actually did kind of look like a helicopter. It looked like a dragonfly a little bit. Saw the picture. I'm going to make sure I put the picture up here too. But it lifted up on Mars. And what I think is dope, and the reason why I'm mentioning it, is because that same morning, I think it was yesterday morning, I was at the beach, took a picture of like a little rock thing. And for whatever reason, her take a picture of your shadow, right? And said, embrace your shadows, you know? But I don't really mean what other people mean by their shadows. And then I saw that it took a picture of its own shadow on Mars. So I thought that was pretty cool. I feel like alignment, and said, record a show, Sanja, talk about it, Sanja, yeah. I'll stop doing that shit. This is what I'm saying. I do the karaoke. It, you know, I'm gonna get a better singing voice. It's gonna happen. I'm gonna be like Beyonce up in here. You know what I'm saying? Where they was talking smack about her, you know, and then she got good. I believe I could fly. Or was I not? Oh, wait. I wasn't supposed to be kind of making those kind of references, right? I'm sorry. So, anyway. And in the last of that kind of news, right? RoboCops are real, guys. RoboCops are real. So, we know what's happening with the old Derek Chauvin case, right? Are RoboCops going to be the answer? Just want you guys to know, these things are already real. They have already been patrolling. I think they've got over 1 million hours patrolling. They've already caused a lot of crime to go down, citations to go up, because of course they're getting things on video. How do you feel about that? Do you want a RoboCop patrolling your neighborhood? Would that make you feel safer, or would that make you feel like your privacy is already gone? I mean, I already feel like privacy is pretty much gone, but it's not gone all the way. We haven't, what was it? Is it Judge Dredd? Do you guys remember that movie? I'm telling you, they were trying to warn us back in the 90s of what was coming. All I'm saying is I'm trying to get in with the system. Do you understand what I'm saying? In with the system. I'm trying to just be okay with it because I see we can't fight it. So I'm just saying, you might as well get used to it. RoboCops, for real. Little Robo dude passing down the street. Yeah, it's not that the human cops will be gone, but they'll be working in conjunction. And I don't know. It might be a good thing because there might be less, you know, less brutality and less shootings and things of that nature. Right? I'm just saying. It might not be a bad thing. Wow, time is flying. And there's like 50 other things that I really want to freaking talk about. And, of course, the random topic. That might just have to be really quick. I might just have to like reach in there and just really quick take that out and see what's happening. All right, well, let me see what's happening. We'll come right back. Welcome back to Random Ish with Sanja. How you doing? How you doing? How you doing? So we've been chit-chatting about a whole bunch of good stuff that's happening in the world. Some not good stuff that's happening in the world. I would like to know why the hell are my little, I wouldn't call them dream couples, but my little extra, my extra over the top. I love these people because they over the top extraness with everything, with cherry and whipped cream and sprinkles on top. Why are both of my little extra couples broken up? What the fuck is going on? Is there something in the water? Y'all don't want me to be in love? I can't, like, what? 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 Talking about the West and our J-Lo A-Rod story. Although I ain't gonna lie, guys. So I really would like to know what's up with both of my extra couples not liking each other anymore. I would like to know what's up with that. But I also would like to know, is it the extraness that is driving, that causes the wedge? Because once you do so much, and then now your expectations are so high for the person that if they fuck up just a little bit, you're like, you don't love me. You never cared. You know what I'm saying? Because they didn't have no regular degular stuff. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Like, regular chicks know that regular dudes fuck up all the time. And if you broke up for every time they fuck up, you had no mans. I'm just saying, right? I'm just curious. I'm just very curious. I'm also very curious, was he dick riding? I'm sorry, A-Rod. But is that why? Was there some fakeness going on there? Were you hoping that Miss J-Lo was gonna help you with your career or something? Like, and then the pandemic happened and everything got shut down and cause I mean, I personally was like, I love how he supports her. How he's always there taking her pictures and woo de whoop and you know what I'm saying? I was like, this is great. That's what you want, girl, you know? But was he really just doing that because him doing that was getting him some shine? And now that nothing's going on, you know what I'm saying? You know. I say that because she liked a tweet and, you know, it came across on my news thing. That's the only reason why I'm talking about it. It came across on my news thing that she liked a cryptic tweet that was said something about to the effects of, if you ain't never liked her, why you pretending like you did? Which makes everybody say, ooh, say what? I also was wondering if it was because, you know, basically the news about J-Lo and her music and stuff like that had kind of come out. Well, the information had been out and, you know, Black folks had been known about that. But I guess the news had kind of like blown up and then everybody else kind of Twitterverse and everybody else found out about, you know, the Christina Milian and, you know, Ashanti situations and everybody else and stuff like that. So, I mean, did that have something to do with their breakup? I'm very curious. I just want to know because I loved you guys. And I'm just like, I don't understand. And the West, bitch, you knew he was crazy already. So why are you leaving him now? I'm sorry. I'm talking about Kim and Kanye. You knew he was crazy already. So what's the problem? Anyway, I'm just saying you guys are married. So therefore I'm holding you to a different standard. The J-Lo and A-Rod, you know, whatever, you know what I'm saying? Whatever's clever, but y'all two is married. So, and who else you gonna get to be extra like that with you? Anyway, let me mind my business. Hell no, I ain't minding my business. That's the whole point of this. Anyway, speaking of minding business, you guys hear that Jay-Z's coming out with some new trees? Yeah, he's coming out with the luxury weed. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's gonna be called Monogram. Now, here's the thing. I just want to send a message out to Jay real quick. You know, okay, so we all was wanting weed to be legalized in the 90s. We were like, yeah, legalized weed. Woody Harrelson, Big, Jerry Garcia, you know, Snoop Dogg, you know what I'm saying? Huge. Legalize the weed, right? The only thing is, and we've always in the street said it, okay? As soon as they legalize weed, we're going to get fucked up, man. Because they're going to start fucking with the weed, man. They're going to start fucking with the weed, man. And I feel like that's what's happening, guys. Because weed, it never made you sick. You smoke weed when you feel sick because it's supposed to make you feel better, right? Well, apparently now there's this, it's not necessarily new, but it's popping up like it's new. More people are being affected by this. This CHS, it's causing weed smokers to get sick. Yeah, man. They fucking with the weed, man. Okay? You better start smoke. We better go back to that regular, degular, schmegular weed, okay? Green, regular, none of that, all that crystal shit is like white, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying some of the THC strains might be a little bit too high. It went from like 3.8 back in the day, you know, when our parents called it grass type shit, to right now, they have some strands will have 30% THC. And I got some friends who are like, girl, we need that 21%. Like, you we're dealing with percents now, like, what the fuck? Yeah, I'm not trying to participate in none of this shit. So I'm just saying, watch out. And please, Jay-Z, so if you're gonna make that luxury weed, I need it to be like, you know what I'm saying, we need it to be a little bit old school, okay? Like, we need it to be like, you know, that good. I don't need to be, nobody needs to be floating in the air type shit. We don't need to be living like How High or anything like that, okay? And I damn sure don't want to be one of these people who is smoking and then getting sick, throwing up, crazy, and just have to stop smoking. Literally know somebody who's going through that right now. So I don't know, guys. Want to make sure that we're not smoking, we're not getting too high, all right? It's called cannabinoid hypermesis syndrome. I might be saying that incorrectly, but that's what it is. CHS, so you got to watch out, okay? We need that 90s back. We're throwing everything else back. We need to go back to the 90s trees too, okay? Where it was just real weed. The Jamaicans call it yod weed. You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying. news. RoboCops are real, guys. RoboCops are real. All right, so before we get on out of here, let's check out random topic real quick. Let's see what we got. Situation season is approaching. What are some rules to the game? All right. Situation season is approaching, right? So skin season is getting ready to happen. Everybody's starting to get their bodies right because summertime is coming, right? Well, spring. First, we got spring. It's the baby summer body. And then come June, that's when... And if you curvy, you curvy, honey. Summer body does not necessarily mean that you got to be like stick figure and all of that good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Summer body, meaning that you ready, you got your skin good, and you about to be showing and stuff. Situation seasons. Some rules that we want to keep in mind with our situations. All right? No spending a night. All right? Folks must leave. If you are in a situationship, do not get it confused with relationship. All right? Okay? All right? Don't get the situationship confused with friends with benefits. All right? Friends with benefits can kind of spend the night. Situationships cannot do that, right? Let's not introduce the situationships to any of our friends and family. Keep that shit to yourself. Okay. Stop introducing situationships to your kids, right? Oh my gosh. All right, another rule for a situationship. Always keep it fresh, right? I feel like with your situationships, you guys, we want to make sure that we're doing freaky deaky stuff with our situationships, all right? All inhibitions gone, all right? Situationships, you got to always be buzzed, all right? Always be a little lit when you're dealing with a situationship because it's supposed to be lit like that. Yes, I did. Lit like that. You want explosions and fireworks happening in your situationships. And you want to make sure that you get your ass out that situationship before the holidays roll around and you now have to get that situationship a present. Unless, of course, it's really great and that situationship develops into a relationship. But just remember, that is the exception to the rule. It is not how it usually goes. All right? Okay. So anyway, I'm going to get on out of here. You enjoy yourself. Get ready for your situationships coming up this season. Thanks for watching. Tell a friend. Audio versions, yes. I'm excited because, you know, more content coming. Yay, because the life is getting back to normal. No, we're going to a new place.
The Clothesline, world-class service with a personal touch, offering commercial laundering services, wash, dry, and fold with free pickup and drop-off included, dry cleaning services, and coin-op laundry. Be sure to check out the Facebook page, The Clothesline, for cleaning tips you can use at home. TheClothesLineLaundromat.com.